The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. Support your healthy CoQ10 levels and blood pressure with 2 chews a day. Visit RadioBeats.com and save 15% with promo code DEAL.
Democrats and Republicans will battle on the Senate floor over plans for coronavirus relief, as Democrats are expected to block a pair of GOP plans today and tomorrow to funnel more aid to businesses and individuals hit by the virus outbreak. What Republicans want to do over the next 2 days is have the headlines repeatedly say Democrats are blocking virus relief money, while Democrats say the GOP plans are sorely lacking in terms of financial help. The biggest stumbling block remains the amount of money, as Senate Republicans continue to resist plans totaling upwards of $2 trillion. After a first debate which was marked by excessive interruptions, the debate commission is going to shut off the mics of one candidate, so the other person cannot be interrupted during a first two-minute statement on an issue. The change won't do away with the possibility of Messrs. Trump and Biden interrupting each other on Thursday night after making an initial statement, and even if your microphone is off, you could still talk very loudly and maybe be heard on the debate broadcast. We'll see later this week whether it works out or if we have another debate which goes a bit off the rails. President Trump was firing verbal grenades at just about anyone and everyone on Monday, calling reporters and Joe Biden criminals, ridiculing CNN as dumb bastards for the network's reporting on the coronavirus, calling Dr. Anthony Fauci a disaster for his work on the virus outbreak, and going after the moderator of this week's presidential debate, Kristen Welker of NBC. In terms of campaign strategy, all of that mixed up together might not be considered the best closing message, with just 2 weeks of campaigning left until Election Day.